Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani, and I'm the supervisor that will be further assisting you. Can I start by getting your first and last name to locate the account?
Grant Goodwin.
Okay, give me just a second, Mr. Goodwin, to get your account located. Can you verify your address for me?
407 North Fountain Street, Carterville, Missouri, 64835.
Okay, thank you. And I do have the account located here. This is for the Focus watch that was ordered with us on April the 9th.
Okay. When's that supposed to come in?
You haven't received your watch yet?
No, ma'am.
Let me check the tracking on it for you, okay?
My reason why I say that, if it has come in, somebody took it. I've not seen anything in the mailboxes or anything.
And I do have a tracking number for them. Just checking the tracking information to see when it was delivered. You should have received it on April the 12th.
Okay. You know, April the 12th, I wasn't in town.
We're showing it was delivered, and it was confirmed delivery by the United States Postal Service for the Focus watch as well as the pods on April the 12th.
Okay. Well, somebody lifted it out of the mailbox then. Because, like I say, I wasn't home that from the 11th up to the 12th. I was out of town.
Okay, so you might want to fill out a police report with your local police department then as far as someone stealing your mail.
Okay. Well, the reason why I'm getting billed for something I didn't get, and it's sort of being a bad bind down here. It's got me overdrawn.
Okay, and I do apologize about that, but when the original order was placed, Mr. Goodwin, it did that $5.97 that was just the shipping and handling for the Focus watch and also the ear pods, the $18.94 that included the warranty for the watches for the watch and pods. And being
okay.
That it did cancel within the trial for both of those, it does attempt to bill you the full retail value for both of those watches, which is $59.97 and $64.97.
How do I know anything about that if I didn't receive the product?
Okay. Now, as far as you not receiving it prior to the billing, did you call into customer service saying that you didn't get a chance to receive those watches?
No, I just got my bank statement today showing that I was overdrawn for that much. I didn't even know anything about this.
Okay. Well, I'm certainly sorry about the misunderstanding as far as you not receiving those watches, but I am showing a delivery confirmation. Now, what I can do for you regarding that $69.97 charge, I can issue back a 35% courtesy refund for you.
Okay, because I filed a dispute with my bank.
Okay, being that you disputed the charge, I can't issue a refund at all, and I'll explain why. Because when you did set up the account, Mr. Goodwin, those terms and conditions were in agreement as far as you paying just the shipping and handling only. When you go forward with disputing charges, the bank automatically issues a courtesy refund of your $69.97 until they do get your account. And once they get that account, which shows the agreement of the terms and conditions, what happens to the account is called chargeback process, in which the bank will not issue a refund of that $69.97 charge. So how long ago was it that you disputed that charge?
Last Monday.
Okay.
Called over the bank, checked my account and everything to make sure I wasn't overdrawn, and they told me about this and that I was in the overdrawn mark.
Yeah, what's going to happen with that account, unfortunately, they're going to kick that charge out because this is a valid account and it's showing the watches were delivered. The best thing that I can tell you to do, Mr. Goodwin, is if you could get your bank to give us a call back to see how far in that dispute process that they've gotten, whether they've concluded that dispute. Hopefully we can stop them from continuing that dispute because, again, once they get this account evidence, they're not going to issue the refund for you. So we're trying to get it refunded for you, but unfortunately, if they've concluded that dispute and they're in agreement with us, you won't be issued a refund.
Right.
So if you could give your bank to give us a call back and see if they've completed that dispute process. If they haven't completed it, we could possibly assist you with a refund, but if they have completed that dispute, unfortunately, you won't be able to be refunded at all.
Right. I understand that part. I don't even know what the thing looks like because I never received any of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what makes it bad. You know,
I'm certainly sorry about that.
Kind of, you know, I've got, like I say, I was out of town in a few days. I've got drug people goes around pilfering through people's stuff to get money to buy drugs and stuff around this block.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible, you know, I ain't gonna say for sure, but I know my neighbors do. He sells them. But other than that, I guess I'll just have to suffer with it.
But if you can get your bank to call us back, Mr. Goodwin, again, we can try and see if we can stop the dispute process if they haven't already completed it to see if we can assist you with a refund. But we won't
okay.
be able to do so until we speak with them, okay?
Okay. Go over that way here in a little bit.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. You enjoy the rest of your day.
I'm going to try to.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.